Grace to you and peace, dear brothers, dear sisters in Christ. Our text for this morning's meditation is the lesson read earlier from the Gospel of St. Luke, especially verse 10. So you also, when you have done everything you were told to do, should say, "We are unworthy servants. We have only done our duty." No mission too difficult, no sacrifice too great. Duty first. These are stirring words, words that express a willingness to do whatever it takes to get the job done, whatever it takes, even death. These words are the motto of the U.S. Army 1st Infantry Division, a military unit with a long and distinguished history, a long and distinguished history that includes the life-giving sacrifice of many in service to our country. In the military, and in law enforcement and firefighting as well, duty is a term that evokes a whole cluster of emotions having to do with actions that call forth and call for courage, steadfastness, and maybe even bravery. So what has duty got to do with being a pastor? There's no one word in the original text that comes into English as duty. Rather, it says something like, "Useless slaves we are. What we were obligated to do, we have done." And if you will permit me to evangelically nuance this, it says something like, "Useless slaves we are. We have only done what we were given to do." In a very real sense, duty is simply doing that which we were given to do. But of course, sometimes that's not that simple and not that easy. Sometimes doing our duty is very, very hard indeed. This text, these 10 verses, whatever else they say to us about disciples, and they certainly say much to us, certainly say to you and me as pastors and pastor wannabes, that sometimes our service involves simply doing our duty, and that in itself is no small feat. That's because in this text, doing our duty, serving as leaders, doing what we have been given to do, involves forgiveness. And forgiveness is something we have a problem with. So let's take a look at it. It starts with Jesus talking to his disciples, to the apostles in particular. Right off the bat, we know he's talking to those who will be the future leaders of his church. To them, Jesus begins this lesson with, "Look, sin is everywhere. Temptation is all around us. That's the way the world is. But woe to anyone by whom such sin comes." In other words, woe to you if you're the problem here. "Do not cause one of these little ones of mine to sin." And by little ones, he may mean little children, but more likely means the people, the ones for whom the pastor is responsible and for whom he will give an accounting. Jesus then follows these words with another exhortation: forgive one another. And not just once, but 7 times. Really, as many times as your forgiveness is sought, grant it if there is repentance. And it's in response to these exhortations that the apostles, St. Luke tells us, cry out, "Lord, help us. We can't do this ourselves. Increase our faith." They knew they couldn't do it alone. That's because unlimited forgiveness is alien to us. They knew that they needed help. By nature, the apostles then, and you and me today, are more likely to hold and bear a grudge than to give forgiveness. By nature, The apostles then, and you and me today, are more likely to count to seven. And when the eighth request for forgiveness comes, to say, no way, Jesus said seven, seven it is. By nature, the apostles then, and you and me today, are more likely to hear in Jesus' words, if there is repentance, an excuse for withholding a word of peace from one another. The problem, for us certainly, and maybe for the apostles, is that forgiveness is all wrapped up with feeling. When we have been wronged, or we experience others as deeply wronged, it is so very hard for us to let go of feeling hurt and angry and vindictive. We just don't feel very forgiving when we've been wounded. Forgiveness for us is very much a feeling thing. But forgiveness is not first and foremost an act of the heart. No, it's an act of the will. His will, the will of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I don't know what Jesus was feeling that day at the cross, but I do know that he was in a lot of pain. I know, and you know, that he was beaten, mocked, and crucified. That the bleeding and exhausted Jesus had nails driven into his hands, and that he was lifted into the air. And while he was hanging on that cross, he had to gasp for each breath of air. And on top of all of that, if that's not enough, he had the pain of carrying all of our sin including, yes, even our sin of unforgiveness. The twisted and contorted Jesus, twisted and contorted in some ways like the Jesus on that cross, must have been feeling many things that day, but feeling forgiving was probably not one of them. Yet he said, Father, forgive them. Forgive them. No conditions. Not, Father, if they're really sorry, forgive them. Not, Father, if they're really repentant, forgive them. No qualifiers, no conditions, just forgiveness. An act of his will for them, for me, for you, for everyone and anyone who believes. Jesus' death on the cross that day was his act of obedience to his Father. It was his very human, defining act of duty and service. Jesus gave his life for us so that we would have forgiveness of sin and peace with God. And he rose again 3 days later so that we would have eternal life. And now, because he forgave us, yes, we can forgive ourselves and forgive one another. We can forgive one another even when we don't feel very forgiving. And we want to hang on to that anger and hang on to that grudge because he forgave us without condition, without qualification. We can forgive one another even when we don't feel very forgiving as many times as our forgiveness is sought because his forgiveness was for us then and is now without limits. Dear Christian friends, for sure, there are many times when we don't feel very forgiving, and we question the motives and the sincerity of those coming to us. For sure, there are times when we don't forgive ourselves as well. Thanks be to God that the forgiveness we grant to one another is not ours. It's Jesus. It's his. He won it. He makes it possible. We forgive because he forgave us. So what has duty got to do with being a pastor? It's about you and me doing what we have been given to do, forgiving, even when that seems so very hard indeed. It's about you and me doing what we have been given to do, knowing that Jesus Christ, our Lord, He is really the one doing it. You and me, we are unworthy servants, useless slaves. We have only done what we have been given to do. Amen.